credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tarlachi, I'll get right back to you. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter, though. Look, I don't know how many businesses there are that give you tips on how to avoid needing their services. It sort of proves their character and who they are. Now, the fact that Roto-Rooter has been in business nearly 100 years in the upstate, the same family has run Roto-Rooter for 40 years. Clemson alum, just great people. I don't know what more proof you need than that. I mean, when it comes to plumbing, it's all about Roto-Rooter. April showers bring May flowers. They bring the onset of spring, which means it's time for spring cleaning. And Roto-Rooter has lots of maintenance tips to help you protect against plumbing problems. Make sure yard debris, gutters, downspouts are cleaned, open, free of debris. Clean for bird's nests and plumbing vent pipes. I never even thought of that. Or check for bird's nests and plumbing vent pipes. Check your faucets and your house bibs to make sure that water flows freely. If an outdoor faucet drips, there's a leakage inside your home. The first time the hose is turned on, you may have had a frozen pipe that cracked and needs to be replaced. Pour a gallon of water into infrequently used drains, including floor drains, to fill the trap and prevent odors from entering the house. Slow floor drains should be snaked to ensure they'll carry water away in the event of a flood. Clean mineral deposits from showerhead. Unscrew it, soak it in vinegar, or use a plastic baggie with vinegar. Place it over the showerhead. Hold it in place with a rubber band. Soak overnight, then remove and gently scrub with an old toothbrush to remove deposits. Check around the base of the toilet for signs of water damage. Find the main water shutoff valve. I'd encourage everybody to do that and ensure that it's accessible and working properly. Yeah, because that's a big problem if something goes wrong. I'll tell you that right now. That may be as important as any of them, quite honestly, at least in my mind. But that's Roto-Rooter. And both Ramona and I have been saved by Roto-Rooter and multiple times. Roto-Rooter put my hot water heater in, did a great job with that. And you want Roto-Rooter for their experience and their work on the job. No one knows plumbing like Roto-Rooter. And we have 40 reasons to use them based on their 40th anniversary. Two numbers, Anderson, 864-305-1141. Tell them I sent you. 864-305-1141 in Greenville, 864-508-7686. 864-508-7686 for my friends at Roto-Rooter. Tar Heel, Chad. All right, Chad. I know we were just getting started, really. I apologize.
Yeah. I want to talk about the field in UConn here in a second. But at one, talking about upsets, one that I remember was the Loyola Marymount, the 90 game against Michigan. Yeah. I think Michigan ended up with seven pros, and Loyola beat Michigan 149-115. And the listeners are going to go 149 points. That actually happened in the game.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I think that was the game that Jeff Fryer set the NCAA record for three pointers in a game, I believe, which I think he either still holds or he's tied for. I'm thinking he hit 11, which may still be the record.
I remember that because the game before, Loyola scored 111 against Michigan State, so basically they scored 250 plus points the first two games of the tourney. Back then, it's hard to believe
What, Chad? They were the first analytics team. If you think about it, they were the first team that was willing to surrender twos willingly to get threes on the other end. And when you scored, they outletted the ball to half court. That's what they tried to do.
Exactly.
And they wanted they wanted to shoot within 7 seconds.
That was Paul Westhead, wasn't it?
Paul Westhead.
Westhead, okay, yeah, gotcha. Well, I remember that. That was a cool time in the NCAA tournament. All right, so UConn, who, outside of Creighton, of the other 14 teams, who has who can play with UConn? Maybe that's the best thing. I mean, I think anybody can win on any given night, but like the makeup of the team, who or somebody else? We know Creighton does have it, whether they can get there or not, but who's someone else in the field that's left?
Yeah, Creighton has it, and they had it at home, and I still wonder in an open-air tournament whether UConn would just be too much for them. I think that the team that could best pose Connecticut a game is North Carolina.
How many pros does UConn have?
Oh, I have to think about that. But a lot. I mean, both centers are going to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
I have to think about that. But they look.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't want to put you on the spot. I'm just, so you don't think Purdue's a factor against UConn?
Oh, look, I think 7'5" and whatever he is and that size makes Edie a factor against anybody. And they certainly have surrounded him with shooters now. And that makes him dangerous. You know, Klingon, the reason that Creighton, one of the key reasons that Creighton beat Connecticut in the first game was that Klingon picked up two fouls in the first 5 minutes. And,
you know, one guy that doesn't get a lot of pub for UConn, maybe it's the freshman, the kid from down there, I think Georgia, the 6'7" guy. What's his name?
I think they have talent.
He may be the better pro prospect of any of them, right? Isn't that kind of what they think?
I don't know if he's the best pro prospect, but they have talent across the board. And the dilemma is that they have two of everything. when they go to the bench, they don't get worse. And sometimes they go to the bench just for that reason because, you know, Hurley's not happy with the quality of effort he gets from a particular starter. For example, there have been times that he's pulled Klingon early when Klingon doesn't finish around the rim, and he brings Johnson into the game, and he presents a whole new challenge because he's probably more athletic, and he runs the court, and he's a gazelle, and he's 7 feet tall.
Interesting. Yeah. UNC, you know, one thing about UConn that I didn't realize is kind of I've always thought they played with a ton of pace, but they're in the low. The problem with UConn is they can come down and run 20 seconds off clock, run great offense, get a great shot, and score. And that's the killer. It's like a paper cut. You know what I mean?
Well,
but not to say they can't run, but they're not as, the pace is not as much as I thought. I always just like UConn is incredibly with a great pace constantly.
Well, look,
maybe I'm wrong in that.
I mean, they can play any style. That's what makes them so effective. Mm-hmm. It's that, you know, mm-hmm. they have no weaknesses and they can play any style. And they got a lot of tough kids. I mean, I love Caravan. Caravan's maybe
I've heard you say that.
Maybe my favorite player on the team. But I also think that Tristan Newton has been the best lead guard in America all season long. I mean, I think
this guy goes
from being a role player last year to being a first-team All-American this year. And then, you know, Cam Spencer can shoot the lights out, and he's tough as nails. Stephon Castle is one of the best.
Major.
Right. You talk about talent. I mean, he's a guy who can create his own and get to the rim against anybody. He can blow by anybody. He's incredible in that regard. And then they go to the bench and they bring in, you know, just a bunch more talented guys. You know, Hassan Diarra and the ball kid and of course the 7-footer Samson Johnson.
They got a nice mix too, man.
I think you playing them earlier in the year helps. I know you lost, but I think it helps.
Right.
You know, I think it.
Yeah.
And I think that gives you a puncher's chance. I mean, do I think you would win? No. I think they would still win and probably by double figures. Mm-hmm. But I mean, look, right now, I think they're poised to not just go back to back, but go back to back in the double figures thing. They're an 11-point favorite over San Diego State, which is just nuts.
Haven't they won every game now? The last was it
2 years?
I saw 14.3 is the average margin.
Yeah, yeah, because they won every game by double digits last year. They became only the second team in NCAA history to do so, second to your Tar Heels with Ty Lawson and Tyler Hansbrough. That team won every tournament game by double figures. And now you're into the next year, and they've won the first two games by double figures. And they're going to win this one by double figures. You know, so.
Well, that was interesting. I thought you were going to say Arizona would be a better matchup than out, you know, take Purdue out than Creighton. That Arizona would be a better matchup than UNC. So that was interesting.
I don't trust Arizona on that level. You know what I mean? I mean, I think North Carolina has history and they have winning. Arizona mostly just loses. You know, and
well, that is true. I mean, they have not been great in the tournament.
Right.
That is true.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, and well, and, you know, and even when they had Lute Olson, you know, they won a national championship when they had the best talent on the planet.
He should have won more than
one. Right. They come back the next year and they still have the best talent. They still have all those cats with Bibby and such. And he allowed, if memory serves, he allowed Utah to go on like an 18-0 run without calling a timeout and said after the game that he thought he had coaches on the court. Well, it's the friggin' tournament. You know, it's a one and done.
Can you imagine Danny Hurley saying that?
No, right. No, Hurley, if it's a 4-0 run, Hurley is screaming on the, you know, on the
sideline. Oh, God, so, yeah. All right, take care, man.
Yeah, thank you, Chad. It's a good conversation. Yeah, I think the team that could give Connecticut the best go would be Carolina, in part because they've played them. I think playing people matters. Like, for example, I may have mentioned this yesterday, I don't know, but one of the reasons I think Gonzaga has a little bit of an edge and against Purdue as a 5.5-point underdog is that the two teams played in the Maui Classic before the year. And so they have experienced what it's like to be on the court with a 7-4 guy. Now, obviously, the Zags have had lots of bigs themselves, but they haven't had a 7-4 guy. Nobody has. I mean, Edie is the size of a mountain, 7-4, 7-5, whatever he is. And I think until you are on the court with a guy like that, you know, in the old days, what they used to do is they'd use brooms, and maybe they still do, but they'd use brooms to try and simulate extreme height. But there's no way to really prep for 7'4" and as big as Edie is until you're actually on the court with him. You don't understand what that means. And like, for example, Danny Sprinkles received all sorts of credit for what he's done at Utah State. I mean, he did a bad job preparing his team for Purdue, a really bad job. You know, I know he's, you know, the wonder guy and everything, but he did a terrible job preparing his team for Purdue. They were overwhelmed. They had no concept of what 7-4 was. I don't know what they did in practice leading up to that. I get it's a quick turnaround, but you have to have some sort of better understanding of what 7-4 is and what that means you can and cannot do. They had no concept. They just drove down the lane, carte blanche, thinking that they were going to do whatever they wanted versus 7-4. That's not how it works. It's just not how it works. And so Purdue has that capacity. And remember, I pointed this out long, long ago, before the season began, that Purdue was going to be on the same course as Virginia to try and avenge one of the most embarrassing losses in tournament history, as they lost to a 16 seed. Virginia, when they lost to Maryland, Baltimore County, came back the next year and avenged it by winning the national title. Yeah, it took a miracle. That's a fact. They're the luckiest team in history, and I'm not sure they could have ever done that again. In fact, I'm sure they couldn't, but they did. So they went from the most embarrassing loss in tournament history, which will always be the most embarrassing loss in tournament history. No one else is ever going to lose. No one's ever going to lose to a 16 seed in the way Virginia did. They got friggin' blown off the court. But Purdue came next closest. They lost to a 16 seed, and they're trying to avenge that. And they were embarrassed. You know, honestly, Edie looks like an axe murderer. He looks like a 7-4 axe murderer. You know, I saw him interviewed the other day. He was not having any in the interview. He looks the part, and that's how he's playing. And his teammates around him are really shooting the basketball well. So Purdue's a dangerous bunch. And yeah, I mean, even with UConn size, 7'4", 7'5", and his size is different. It just is. Now, Connecticut could combat it more than most people could. But from a Gonzaga standpoint, I think the two reasons above all else that they have a shot against Purdue is that they were on the court with Edie. They experienced firsthand what 7-4, 7-5 means. And they lost the game. They led for most of that game. Purdue took over in the last 15 minutes or something, and they won by 10. But the Zags went 5 of 32 from three-point range. And I don't know, maybe part of their strategy was to shoot more threes and not challenge the size. They did not shoot the ball well. Gonzaga, when they play Purdue this time, first of all, I don't think they'll take 32 threes. But regardless of how many threes they take, they'll shoot it better than they did the first time when they lost that game by 10 in the Maui Classic after leading for 25 minutes. So we'll talk about all of that and more. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Looper, I will get back to you in a minute. Before I do anything else, let me tell you about my friends at BetUS. It's time, basketball bettors. It's March Mania. Walt Tiptoolier to tell you about BetUS.com. I endorse one sportsbook and casino. That's BetUS.com. They've been doing it. They've been driving the basket for over 30 years. This year, BetUS has an epic three-pointer, 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. That's right. The industry's craziest 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance, and there's even more. BetUS accepts crypto and is offering a massive 200% crypto sign-up bonus, 200% crypto sign-up bonus, gambler's insurance, and crypto. You don't see that everywhere. March Mania basketball can get even more exciting with their live in-game betting. It's also a blast to check out their casino after the game, where you could get a 250% casino bonus. Get started by visiting BetUS.com or give them a call at 1-800-MY-BETUS to learn all about their bonuses and special offers. Tell them we sent you. BetUS, where the game begins. It just doesn't get any better. All right, we'll take a quick break. Looper, you're up first. I'm going to give you some Road Rage Guarantee spread picks today as well. Some of you may already have them. I've given out two. I think I'm going to give out more than that in the final segment today. So stay tuned for all that. Walt Tiptoolier, Road Rage, quick break.
Do, 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 do. Hey, what you gonna do when you gotta pee? You're gonna call Royal Flush at 238-8800. We've got your porta potties. We've got your event trailers, too.
Call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800 or visit them online at royalflushtoiletrental.com.
We'll even pump your septic tank for you. Call Royal Flush because we're the king and queen of clean. So what have you gotta do, 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 do? Call Royal Flush.
East Main Furniture is now carrying Vaughn Bassett Furniture. Made in the USA since 1919, they've been manufacturing quality wooden bedroom furniture made from solid American white oak with ball-bearing drawer guides, piston-activated whisper-close drawers, ultra-smooth acrylic finish on all interior surfaces, and available in many finishes. Stop by East Main Furniture at 829 East Main Street Easley to pick out your new set today. Call 442-6054 to learn more. Quality built to last.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company for nearly six decades, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installations, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Hey, sports fans, want to join a team that's making a difference in people's lives? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies that help treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and in your community. Arthrex is proud to grow and invest in Anderson County with the expansion of their state-of-the-art manufacturing campus. Join a company that provides exciting career opportunities, job security, and unique benefits. Visit careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Unlock the secret to successful weight loss with PhD Weight Loss. They believe in nutrition, not gimmicks or pills. Their approach is simple. Learn healthy, sustainable nutrition habits and eliminate junk food. No counting calories, just a personalized eating plan for big results. Preserve and enhance your muscle mass while losing fat. With PhD, cravings become non-existent. Make a rewarding life change with PhD. Visit myphdweightloss.com today. PhD Weight Loss. Lose the fat, not the muscle.
Mellow Mushroom is just minutes from Death Valley at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Join us after today's game for some out-of-this-world pizza, as well as our favorite munchies and cold beverages. We're also your home for gluten-free or vegan options as well. Come inside, order online, or call ahead for our curbside option. Mellow Mushroom, before, during, or after any game. And Clemson's choice for out-of-this-world pizza, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, mellowmushroom.com. Stay mellow and go Tigers!
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in a class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
It's hoop season here at The Roar, and we've got you covered all day long. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
That music, you know what time it is.
It's finally time to do some dancing.
The waiting is over, and the curtain's set to rise.
The madness has begun.
Hello, friends. Ready to make a few shiny moments?
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star, and all of my years, no.
Anything is possible. Do you believe it? 16 beats to run.
It's awesome. Texter, when I listen to this, Texter 803 writes, he reminds me of the giant James Bond villain with the metal teeth from the 70s. That's hysterical.
Who does?
Edie, the Purdue center, the 7'4", 5" Purdue center. He sort of does, actually. He sort of does. That's too funny. Let me get to the phones. It is Looper and then Joe. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
Yeah, that's the villain in James Bond, Jaws.
There you go.
Yeah. And then in the second one, you know, Jaws is back, and the guy, you know, the little villain says, "Hey, I need somebody to replace." For if one honcho got killed off by Bond in the beginning, so I need a replacement. Says, "Oh, he's available? Yes, get him in. You know, bring him in." The guy said, "You have to have recognized him. He when he opened his mouth, he got some dental work." Anyway, I had to stop by Ingles and pick up the little 4-pack of the Castleberry eggs. I had to try me one while I'm sitting out here, finished in a little bit of some flowers and Castleberries. Boy, them little eggs ain't bad.
No, those eggs are good. You can't eat too many of them.
Arizona, the chocolate, you know, we can make brownies, and we have done that. Somebody, your sidekick, probably know what about the brownies. Them brownies could be deadly. Best brownies you can get. You can't buy them nowhere. It's a one-stop, one-shot deal. I'm looking to Arizona. I mean, I watched a little bit of the Dayton game, and there, you know, Dayton was made their move. They could have finished it, but we ain't worried about them. We got Bobby Knight, General II. He'll put some X's and O's on them. And like I said, Hunter, you know, in the beginning, you know, like I said, just take a little lane, you know, dish off or pull up a little small one. Eventually, they'll have to start guard them lanes. That man has to come out just quick, just a little bit farther out than he needs to be. Then he can just step by him and go in there and try to get up to the basket. I don't care if we don't make the shot. Just go in there. They're going to foul you. You go in there 8 times out of 10, 8 times they're going to foul you. You know, that's 16 points. But I looked at, you know, Oregon, both Oregon teams beat them. I reckon the Oregon State got DJ out there to help them. Southern Cal beat them. And listen to this. Florida Atlantic put them down. Stanford. Washington beat them twice. So, I watched that Dayton game. If you spread them out, I think they can't defend. Like you said, you know, he don't want to come out too far, but, you know, he'll eventually have to come out, and I think he'll get in foul trouble. I think PJ's going to put some moves on him.
I think that's quite possible.
I mean, and I heard the people out the back of the road, the guy from the back of the road up there in that other state we don't talk about that's north of us, not on that tobacco road, talking about his team. You know, I said, well, I heard him saying the other day about Arizona got him. We're going to show you, Mr. Tar Heel. I think we're going to take Arizona. And I think y'all take Alabama. But then you got to play us again. I think we'll beat you again, and we'll just take that off there because we want to hit that Final Four.
Thank you, Looper. You know, to be fair, I think Tar Heel Chad ultimately picked Clemson over Arizona. I'm pretty sure. I'm seeing some tragic news regarding an ex Clemson athlete. I need confirmation on it though. I can't report that story until I find some confirmation on it. I haven't seen any as yet. I hope that that's not the case. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going? Good, just want to give you some picks and maybe even talk some women's basketball. I was thinking about NC State Marquette. I've seen pieces of Marquette, and I know, like, you know, stats and stuff, and I was – again, I need to probably go through and watch some more film on them. They've had some injuries. I respect Shaka Smart. You know, he's unbelievable as a head coach. I really do think that. I think he's one of the top, I don't know, 15 coaches in college basketball.
He wasn't at Texas.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, he's done it outside of that. I mean, he's done a good job, in my opinion. But I just think NC State's – NC State beat a better team in North Carolina than Marquette. That's what I came down to. So I'm picking NC State in a buzzer. And I just, you know, Burns, Diarra, and their guards have played well. Diarra, you know, he's an unbelievable rebounder. So I got him in a buzzer.
I do sort of think that's too many points. I tend to favor Marquette because of Kolek and what he brings at the point guard position because he's just so good. But I think NC State's going to give them a battle. NC State's a 6.5-point underdog. I'm going to be giving out NC State plus the points. And I do think that it might go to the buzzer.
And honestly, it might be good for the ACC to have a dormant, you know, power to come back from the 80s a little bit. But, you know, as far as the other side, Walt, I might be in an opener on here on this, but, you know, I'm just going to lay it out there. I think Creighton's going to take the wood to Tennessee. I got Creighton by 15, 1-5.
Oh, yeah, by 15. I like it, Joe. I
think they're better. I think they're going to run them out of the gym. That's what I think is going to happen. You know, Connect, whatever, Barnes, Barr, whatever. Give me the – what's the Creighton's mascot? The Blue Jays or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me
not
about
very
15.
Intimidating sounding, unless you're another bird, in which case a blue jay is pretty intimidating.
Well, they
blue jays are nasty
friggin'
birds. You know that?
I mean, they did make a movie about it, Walt, a long time ago.
About what?
Or whatever. But
the birds. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's intimidating. Well, yeah, when there are like billions of them, they're very intimidating. Yeah.
And I will say I watched that Ben movie, that little rat.
The rat movie.
It was different, Walt. It was different.
Well,
there's like everybody gets killed by rats.
There's Ben and there's Willard. There, and I can't remember which came first, Ramona. Did Ben come before Willard?
I think so.
I think so too. But there's a sequel, Willard.
Okay. Well, I saw the sequel then. I didn't see the original.
Okay.
It was just kind of odd, but. Yeah. I do think the women's game is as best as it's ever been. But I'll tell you this right now. I want a piece of Iowa because I think we would run them out too.
Yeah, I do too.
But I don't think they're going to get there.
No.
I don't think they're going to make the final. But, you know, Cameron's card, great, but they're not going to make the championship. Appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, I don't think they are either. And you know, and I just think she's too ball dominant in that. In that system, I think she expires all of her own options before she looks to make teammates better. Hey, Mr. Fender, Ramona. Mr. Fender wrote me this. See, part of this I like and part of this I hate. He writes, Walt, I just got in $500 with the Braves going over 101.5 wins this year. Easy to do living in Tennessee with online gambling. So he's got to rub that in a little bit at the end there.
That was.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, Ramona, he had a funny answer to something that I wrote on Twitter. I might entertain your comments on this tomorrow, but let me give you a quick idea if I can find it, because I had a thought. You know, Ramona, apologies to my buddy Jeff and Gervonta. I thought for sure Kentucky was going to dump Calipari. They did not. And Jeff and Gervonta believed he'd be retained. He was retained.
They already know that for sure?
Yeah. Barnhart, the AD, hates him and vice versa. And it's year 16. And I just think that it's clear they don't have the money. Barnhart views football as more important than basketball at a basketball school. So they are not as concerned as they ought to be with the rich Kentucky basketball heritage and history. They seem to be basically ignoring that and saying that the program doesn't matter. Like I said, find a racehorse to sell. I mean, it shouldn't be that.
And if he hates him,
They hate each other?
Yeah, they do not.
AD and Calipari.
Right, they do not like each other.
And they and he keeps signing back.
I think it's an issue of the $33 million buyout, and they just I thought they.
It just makes him cringe to give him $38 million.
I think that's it. I think that they're just not willing to do that right now. Now, if you come back here the same time next year, I mean, you got to understand how bad it's been. I mean, the last 3 years they've lost to St. Peter's, Kansas State, and friggin' Oakland. I mean, you know, it's just so ridiculously bad. Texter said, man, Jim says, I really liked Amy Lawrence, the overnight show. I hated Amy Lawrence. I thought she was a friggin' idiot. I mean, so we would disagree there. But lots to get to. And I want to find this during the break because I can't find it right now. But I brought up this subject, Ramona. I brought up John Calipari and what some of these other coaches would be if they weren't coaching basketball.
Oh, okay.
And
that
so
that sounds good.
Yeah, what would their occupations be if they were not coaching basketball? And I only offered one. I threw out a bunch of other coaches' names that you could consider, but it was up to you to fill in your own if you wanted to. Now, again, I did this at like 3 a.m, so it's not a reasonable time to expect responses. But Mr. Fender gave me a great response on a number of them, and I want to find Mr. Fender's response. But what do you think, Ramona? Knowing John Calipari, you know, he's also the only coach in history to have vacated 2 Final Fours. What?
He's a little slick.
A little slick, exactly. Okay, so given that he's a little slick, what? If you can match me on what I said his job would be.
I don't know, like a bookie or a, you know, one of them back bookies, the ones that want to break your legs.
Yeah, but he's in a suit all the time.
I know.
He's in a slick suit all the time.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I said TV evangelist.
Oh, no.
That's it, right?
I would not have thought that for sure.
But that's it. Now,
yeah. He's a little slick.
Right. He's a TV evangelist is what he would be. I'll give you Mr. Fender's answers on some of the coaches he put forth. You can get in if you want. Nick, you're first up as soon as we get back. Quick break.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new oil for my truck. Really, I need a new truck.
Mobil 1 is giving away a 2024 Chevy Colorado ZR2 when you pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic with an STP extended life oil filter for $35.99. You're entered for a chance to win.
Whoa.
Other prizes include a year's supply of Mobil 1 or a $100 gift card.
Never been so excited for an oil change.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
No purchase necessary. Terms at AutoZone.com. Ends 5/27/24.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Joe's New York Pizza is now in Central at 302 East Main. Enjoy their build-your-own salad bar and 10-inch personal pizzas. Daily lunch specials and take-and-bake pizzas on any selection you take and bake at home. And how about this? Joe's New York Pizza in Central has their own house lager. $3 pints every day, served in frozen pint glasses. Joe's Knows Pizza. Locally family-owned and operated, now with a third location, 302 East Main. Central, New York-style served with a southern smile.
Hey, foodies, we want to talk to you about the Upstate's favorite taco spot, Willie Taco. With 5 locations across the Upstate, our award-winning team has been serving up fresh taco fusion for a solid decade now. And our chefs at Willie Taco utilize the freshest, most creative, and unexpected ingredients in our kitchens. Come see why Southern Living and Food & Wine magazine rave about our signature offerings, such as the Southern Tide, Crispy Avocado, and Nashville Hot Chicken Tacos with flavors you won't find anywhere else. Willie Taco is ready to serve you our twist on funky, fresh fusion. It's the Willie way.
Bobcat Equipment, trusted since 1958. When it comes to exceptional performance, Bobcat Equipment is second to none. Outfitted with powerful engines, advanced hydraulic systems, and state-of-the-art parts and accessories to deliver high productivity and safety. And don't forget about Bobcat's residential products offering mowers, tractors, and utility task vehicles, sales, service, parts, and rentals for any compact equipment you need. Find your local store in Greenville, Spartanburg, and the new Seneca store at bobcatgdn.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Male today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge testosterone plans are $220 a month and include testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. We also offer semaglutide, the amazing medication that eliminates food cravings, lowers A1C, and burns fat. Most patients lose 35 pounds or 15% of their weight with no change in diet or exercise. Make men again. LowCountryMail.com.
When the plumbing in your home or business quits working, count on Roto-Rooter 24/7, 365 to be there for you. Roto-Rooter's plumbing pros are ready for any situation at any time involving your plumbing headaches. And that is yet another reason why choosing Roto-Rooter is your best bet. Serving Greenville, Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens. Call them round the clock when your plumbing fails. You'll be glad you did.
At Target, count on our great deals just in time for Easter. Save $5 when you spend $30 on toys with Target Circle so you can fill their baskets with fun, like cuddly stuffed animals or 50-piece sidewalk chalk, all from only $5. Add an Easter chocolate faves at BOGO 50% off, from Cadbury to Reese's Mini Eggs and more. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with 20% off dresses, polos, and more. Hop in fast for our best Easter deals, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
Gastroenterology Associates is the largest and most experienced gastroenterology practice in South Carolina, with 5 office locations and 3 endoscopy centers in the upstate. Gastroenterology Associates provides the highest quality medical care without the cost of large hospital systems, with a typical cost savings of up to 75%. No referral required, so schedule your consultation or screening colonoscopy today. Visit gastroassociates.com for procedure and location information.
The Roar, knocking down topics like bowling pins.
Straight down the middle. No hook, no spin, no fuss. Anything more, and this becomes figure skating.
We are The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Love Sweet Caroline. So good. We are back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate, including Ramona's house, for 4 generations. They visit Ramona once every 10 years. Ramona had an issue with mold and mildew recently.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Yeah, it turns out that she needed Gilstrap Roofing to come out and fix it, and they did. So hopefully her roof makes it another 10 years. This is Gilstrap. There is nobody like Gilstrap. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs and has been for 90 years. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap difference. Whether you need storm damage work, roof repair, roof replacement, Gilstrap does it all. The Gilstrap difference, serving the upstate since 1935. Nobody can make that claim. Family-owned and operated across 4 generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Again, who else is making that claim? Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified. That gives you the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you will not want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. By the way, Ramona, Brad was out in LA, and I think this was reported by Fowler, and he was talking about the difficulty in the travel, and he said it's a challenge. He said he's confident that they'll be ready, but that, you know, he talked about what time they got in. They got in at 3 a.m. Then they had to head out there. So it's been a difficult turnaround. We talked about that. We talked about the advantage Arizona in terms of the location, how to get there, home crowd, and Clemson's travel issues related to the turnaround. There's no question those things are in Arizona's favor, and it's a factor. Hopefully it's not the prevailing factor. So that's something to think about. Nick and Anderson. Nick, how are you, Nick? Good to have you.
Doing pretty good. Well, you stole my first thing about what California would be doing. My second one would be he'd be selling Jeeps on how to use car a lot.
Oh, there you go. So you're with me, TV evangelist.
Jeeps.
Yes. Secondly, did you ever watch some of the Iowa State Stanford game for the women's and that big center they had?
Oh, Audi?
Iowa State had.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Iowa State Ramona has a girl named Audi. It's her first name. She is large and in charge. I mean, she is a big woman. I mean, you would have to look back in history to find this, but she's like reminiscent of like Wes Unseld or something. You run into her, it's seriously like running into a house. You know, she's an enormous girl. Big, thick. I mean, seriously, you got a better chance like against a dump truck. Like, for example, one of Stanford's star players was Gardner the other day. She's 6'7" and skinny. She bumped her under the basket. She went flying like 20 feet.
She did not.
She did. She flew right out of bounds.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah. And Audi has skills. I would take her. I would take her on my team in a heartbeat. She had 40 points in the game before the Stanford game. 40. No one could stop her. No one stopped her in high school. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Not only is she just big, but she has good moves. She has skill.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some pretty big people play basketball, but I've never seen someone that big with that skill and everything. And that's one reason why I called him.
DJ Birds of NC State looks like a ballerina compared to her. This is a big girl. I mean, thick. I mean, when I've used thick before, I meant thick. I'm talking thick. You know, she's thick. I mean, like all her dimensions are the same, Ramona. Seriously.
Well, if she plays bets at all, she might be a good person for the football team.
Looks like a guard or a sumo wrestler, you know. But she can play. She can play. And somebody wrote me and said, well, you know, that's not healthy. It's not healthy. You don't know that. You don't know that. There are large people who live their whole lives and never have any issues with blood pressure and et cetera. They're just people genetically programmed to be fine and be large. She is large, and she can play. I'm taking her a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm just hoping tomorrow night we get close enough to beat Arizona and then take down North Carolina. And I don't, like I told you Monday, I don't care what happens after that.
Let's go.
Just love to see Clemson. With all the history they've had against North Carolina and ACC, it'd just be righteous for us to beat North Carolina.
It would. It would be unbelievable. 100%. Thank you, Nick. Let me tell you about my friends at BetUS. It's time, basketball bettors. It's March Mania. Walt Tiptoolier to tell you about BetUS.com. I only endorse one sportsbook and casino. That's BetUS.com. They've been driving the basket for over 30 years. This year, BetUS has an epic three-pointer, 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. That's right. The industry's craziest 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance, and there's more. BetUS accepts Trips Crypto is offering a massive 200% crypto sign-up bonus, gambler's insurance, and crypto. You don't see that everywhere. March Mania Basketball can get even more exciting with their live in-game betting. It's also a blast to check out their casino after the game, where you could get a 250% casino bonus. Get started by visiting BetUS.com or give them a call at 1-800-MYBETUS to learn all about their bonuses and special offers. BetUS, where the game begins. You know, I never do topic radio, but I do think the coaches thing is sort of fun. So what we'll do is we'll carry that to tomorrow. I'm going to save Mr. Fender's response until then because I'm running out of time and I want to give it its due, because Mr. Fender gave me about six coaches with their respective, what their occupations would be if they aren't coaching basketball, and it's hysterical. It's well done. So think about that tonight with some of these other coaches in or out of the tournament and what they might be in real life if they weren't coaching basketball, and you can contribute in that way tomorrow. Right now, Ramona, we are going to hit the pick-ems. Hit it.
Never fear, degenerates. The pick segment has arrived. Walt once again will slaughter Las Vegas, and you are the beneficiaries. Money, 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 money. For entertainment purposes only, of course. Walt's Picks on Road Rage. We are WCCP. 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
All right, from the top, I'm going to pick all eight games. Only 16 teams left. I'm picking all eight games against the spread. This is not what I would normally do with Road Rage guarantees, but we're 4-0. Really, I'm really 5-0, but I had Gonzaga over Kansas, but did not give it out here, so I can't count it. So I'm 4-0. And the four were UConn versus Stetson, Purdue versus Grambling, and the two Clemson games. Eight games. I'm going to pick them all. FanDuel has UConn at 10.5. At least they did when I wrote this morning. I haven't checked the updates on any of these. A lot of the other places had UConn at 11, but I'm taking the FanDuel 10.5. Give me UConn minus 10.5 against San Diego State. It's not going to matter. UConn's going to hammer San Diego State. San Diego State got to play the Connecticut B team the other day, and they destroyed Yale. UConn is not Yale. Yeah, San Diego State's going to quickly find out. Connecticut to kill San Diego State, win by 20 or more. UConn, minus 10.5. I'm taking Illinois plus the 1.5 against Iowa State. This is offense versus defense. I think offense rules out. We're in an offensive era in sports. I think Illinois, I think good offensive teams can ramp up their defense when the games matter, but good defensive teams can't necessarily create offense when the games matter. Therefore, give me Illinois plus the 1.5 against Iowa State. I'm taking North Carolina minus the 4 against Alabama. I just think they're better. This is down to 3.5 in some spots, but I'm going to take it with the 4. I think these teams are both good offensively. But I think North Carolina has more size, more physicality, and more defense. And that's why I like North Carolina. Clemson, Arizona, give me those 7.5. I'm taking Clemson, not just to cover. I'll take the points. I want the points, but I don't need the points, because Clemson to win 71-70 in a close game shocker. Clemson continues their shock the world tour by upsetting Arizona and moving on to play North Carolina. Give me Clemson plus the 7.5. Sticking with the ACC, I'm taking North Carolina State plus the 6.5 against Marquette. I don't think they win. I think Marquette wins this game, but I think NC State's going to make it really, really uncomfortable. I will not be surprised if this is a buzzer game. I wouldn't even be surprised if it went into overtime or something of that sort. I think Marquette ultimately wins because of Kolek. I'm taking Gonzaga plus the 5.5 against Purdue. I think, again, having played Edie earlier this season, the Maui Classic is to their advantage. And Gonzaga shot 5 of 32 from three-point range in that game. There's no way that happens again. I think Gonzaga upsets Purdue flat out. But I'm taking the Zags plus the 5.5. I'm taking Duke, Ramona. Duke, me, Duke, plus the 4.5 against Houston. I think Duke might beat them. I think Duke's now a little bit tougher. I think that performance against James Madison helped prove that. They'll have to be against Houston's physicality. But I think Houston's asking to leave the tournament, and I think Duke is going to escort them out. Duke plus the 4.5 against Houston. And finally, and everyone knows I don't like this Houston team, and everyone knows I don't like Tennessee. I'm taking Creighton plus the 3 against Tennessee all day long. I just think, and we gave you this one yesterday. We gave you the Zag game, too. I just think Creighton wins this game, probably by 10 points. I think Creighton's better, and I think they're certainly better coached. Hey, look, I've not met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. Now there are 84,000 more of them not to have good experiences with. You're not trying to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed in several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY and give your personal info to a perfect stranger. Nay. The solution's right here in Greenville. The Green Law Firm, my man David Green, who's a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up, David has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents established over 20 years. He'll quickly find you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. 271-7940 271-7940. You will thank you.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here. I look for speed on and off the field. And at 10 gigabits per second, multi-gig internet from Upcountry Fiber is the kind of fast I like. But what's speed without a strong connection? With Upcountry Fiber's multi-gig internet, there's no more arguments over who gets kicked off the Wi-Fi because there's not enough bandwidth and speed for everyone. Be the MVP of your house by upgrading to multi-gig internet today at upcountryfiber.com. Upcountry Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics.
Looking for the perfect match?
Oh yeah, look at you.
Find a vehicle you'll love at the Toyota Ready, Set, Go event. Toyota, let's go places. Get 2.99% APR for 36 months on a new 2024 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through April 1st, 2024. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $2,908 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Clemson Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The lottery is not about getting rich. It's about helping people, and it always has been. The lottery is what helped raise the Great Wall of China, build the roads of Rome, and today in South Carolina, it's what generates millions of dollars each year for scholarships like the SC Hope, Life, and Palmetto Fellows. The South Carolina Education Lottery is investing in you. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou to learn more.
Well, welcome back in to the Clemson Women's Sports Hour. Don Munson along with the person I'm about to talk to really is what I like to call part of the fabric of Clemson. I told you this earlier, Roberta, before we did it. Roberta Valliere is with us here for this segment of this show. You know, when you hear me say that, it's the truth. I mean, you've been here a long time. We're going to talk about your journey here and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, thinking about your back on your career and what would life have been without Clemson for you?
Well, I owned a bed and breakfast in Pennsylvania where it was very, very cold, so I would have probably moved south somewhere.
at some point in time. See, you're a wise woman right there. Would have gotten out of the winter and get to a little bit a warmer spot. Let's start with people that know you. people that Dan Scott actually, I think, was a person that first officially gave you the affectionate name of the commissioner here. I think that he was the first one to get that back in our baseball days together. But obviously, you know, you walk into your office, it's decorated with all kinds of baseball stuff that is around. So I think that most people associate you with baseball here at Clemson, but you're much more than that.
Yes, I am. And it's kind of humorous to me when we've had baseball head coaching changes and people ask me if I'm still going to have a job because I do a whole lot more than baseball. And right now I just volunteer with baseball because I just started a whole new job.
All right. So let's kind of take you, if we can, take me through your job history. You know, let's go back. When you started here at Clemson, so what year did you actually start here at Clemson?
2001 at Vickery Hall as a study hall monitor.
As a study hall monitor, okay. And so let's get into your journey to Clemson, all right? It's maybe a little bit emotional what we're going through because I don't know that most people know the backstory of how you arrived here at Clemson. But talk about your journey and actually getting here to Clemson to do that very job that you were just talking about.
Okay, so I mentioned that I owned a bed and breakfast in Pennsylvania, and we had visitors that came on a monthly run for a year and a half. They graduated from Clemson, and they were very interested in getting my youngest son, Andy, to come to Clemson. So we came down here on a rainy March day, but we fell in love with it, and so I said goodbye to Andy in 1996, and he came down here. And so he was down here, graduated, and in the meantime, my bed and breakfast flooded. And so we had moved to North Carolina to be closer to my brother and my son. And sadly, we found out that Andy had brain cancer. Andy had graduated and was working in the admissions office as an admissions counselor. So I made the move to move to Clemson and be with him through his illness. It was a difficult time for us. And I came down here basically without a job. So I started... I had a background in athletics in another lifetime before the bed and breakfast. And so I started as a study hall monitor at Vickery Hall, which is now Neary. And I applied for the job that I have now and was hired in February of 2002. 2 weeks after I started my job, my son passed away. I think it was my son's dream, or I don't know what I would call it, to have a job in Clemson Athletics because he thought it was a good fit for me. And I felt like once I had the job, he felt like his journey was over. So I think from